Here's the news in 60 seconds from yumadailynews.com. City officials in Calexico have been issuing a local emergency regarding migrants coming from the border and impact of Title 42 to the community. The vice mayor of Calexico says the city can't handle this as it already has its own problems. Similar to Yuma, Calexico has an ongoing illegal immigration problem. Police in Avondale have been investigating the accident that left one child dead and five others hospitalized. Authorities say for unknown reasons, a Mustang crashed into a van head-on. More on this story on the website. A man from Arizona has been arrested for kidnapping. Police in Grand Islands, Nebraska arrested Todashi Kojima. A witness reported suspicious activity at a gas station. Kojima, who is also known as Aaron Seaman and uses other several names, met the child through the internet. Police in Scottsdale have been warning drivers about a new parking ticket scams. The ticket has a QR code, which people can scan on their phones, and takes drivers straight to a payment page where their info could get stolen. For the latest local and state stories, go to yumadailynews.com. I'm Kendra White.
There'll be some clouds and some patchy fog to start off this Friday, then some afternoon sunshine with a high near 69. Winds will stay light and dry weather tonight with a clear sky and a low eventually dropping to 51. Then heading into New Year's Eve on Saturday, an increase in cloud cover with a high again around 69 degrees. If you're heading out to ring in the New Year tomorrow night, a cloudy sky and some rain may develop late with a low dropping down to 57. There may be a shower too to start off New Year's Day, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy and windy on Sunday with a high close to 66. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr at the Weather Channel.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
AM 560 KBLU, Russ Clark back with you. It's Friday morning, 8:05. Johnny's with me.
Good morning, sir.
I got an article here by David Bosey. He's listed the top five biggest political losers for 2022.
Okay.
You got a guess on any one of the five? Just name one.
No, man. Let's see. Any one
of
the top five
political losers?
Jeez. It depends on it depends on if it's a guy on the right or the left writing it. So
I would say he tends to be more conservative.
Conservative. Okay. So that's a good. Mm-hmm. I can't think of him.
Okay. Number five was Liz Cheney.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, she lost, yeah.
Well, she's a big loser, but she lost credibility. She lost, you know, her followers, and she's still beating her chest that she's going to destroy Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I don't know that she can, but I don't know that Donald Trump's coming back, but Nancy Pelosi embraced her, picked her as the favorite to head the committee for the Republicans. I mean, I'm sure she felt honored for a minute, like, oh, Nancy Pelosi's so wonderful or whatever. She's probably not electable anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope not. Let's hope she never gets elected again.
Number four would be Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. I was a little surprised by that one.
Yeah, they'd have to explain that.
Well, Joe Manchin is definitely a loser. And they're talking about the $1.7 billion omnibus as much as anything. I mean, Joe Manchin barely won the election in West Virginia as a Democrat during the sweeping of Republicans, but he's a favorite locally, and he's always stood by, you know, the West Virginians. At least they felt like he did, and he showed signs he was going to do it. Like he wouldn't allow the rules to change in the Senate and stuff like that. Well, then all of a sudden he signs that omnibus bill, which I think surprised me and everybody else that he really did. He went for that, but they promised him something big for West Virginia, like coal or something. And then right after he signed it, he said, never mind, we're not going to do that thing we promised you.
So I don't think that was the omnibus. It was the bill right before it, I believe, right?
The $1.7 trillion omnibus, the 4,000 page.
Oh, that's the one where they promised them the stuff and did? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it might have been promised on both of them. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So I think they dangle a carrot in front of his face and he falls for it.
He won in 2018 by only 19,000 votes in a state that's mostly Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to go. Now, as far as Sinema, I respect her more than I did. I mean, she's still a Democrat, or was. And then she gave up being a Democrat. And I thought, oh, well, and they think that may make her not reelectable in the state of Arizona. Maybe that's true. She's going to have to run against a Democrat.
So she was going to have to run against a Democrat anyway.
But that's different, being an incumbent Democrat running in the primary versus being an independent.
Well, I think what she is filling out is that there's more people that would side as an independent than the Democratic machine
maybe
that is going to attack her, because they're going to go after her, right? It's going to be similar to how Republicans weren't all on the same page for Carrie Lake. It's going to be that same type of angst within the party. So I think she did what I think might be smart.
Carrie Lake got a lot of votes by being a Republican that she wouldn't have gotten as an independent.
Yeah, but that's a different story, right? Because this one...
I don't think so. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's in trouble, but I don't know. I mean, there's a lot about her I like now. I mean, I don't like her politics overall. She wouldn't be my choice. But she certainly earns a lot of respect, you know, by being her own person. Number three was just big tech companies. Big tech companies. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg's $400 million funding of elections. That's just part of it. But the exposure now of Twitter and everything that's been going on, Zuckerberg's, you know, exposure of everything that's been going on, you know, with the $400 billion being out there, how they the tech companies helped fix the elections.
Yeah.
You know, they were, you know, which is, and I say fix the election, I said it purposely. It's not, it was advertising, marketing, imagery, and all that kind of stuff. But that's what you pay for in reality. You pay for that.
Yeah.
If it's a gift, you're supposed to explain it's a gift. I mean, you can get that stuff, but someone has to claim it as a gift. Nobody did. They just gave it to them. These tech companies gave them these huge advantages. Democrats, huge advantages. And that needs to be reconciled, because it's not legal to give to give something to a political party without, you know, properly
disclosing
everything. And that didn't happen. Number two. So we're getting up into the hotter ones now.
Okay.
Can you imagine what the top two would be at this point?
So is Adam on there somewhere?
No.
No? Oh, okay. So I don't.
Fauci.
Oh, Fauci.
Number
wow.
two.
So.
Surprised he's not number one.
Well, what is his explanation for that? Because he's kind of, seems like he's just skating away now. He's just going to go into retirement. And
I'll just read it to you. As time marched on and the fog of COVID-19 began to clear in 2022, loser number two came into focus with the words and deeds of mainstream media darling and chief medical advisor to the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for Fauci, the scrutiny will now only intensify, which it will. Because the American people are still hungry for answers as House Republicans move forward with their own oversight responsibilities in the next Congress. Fauci's overall COVID-19 responses, whether it's mass deficiency, school closures, vaccine mandates, the Wuhan lab, big tech censorship, or misleading congressional testimony. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's definitely fair for sure.
Oh, and you think the Democrats are going to continue to come to his aid after he retires? No. He'll have to go to like Virgin Islands or something. I know that's, you can get. He's going to have to disappear, man. He's going to have to be unreachable.
Well, the thing is...
he's going to have to do like those old crime bosses did and act crazy.
No, I don't think he's ever perjured himself, though, or anything.
Yes, he has.
Has he?
Yes. Says he doesn't have to gain a function, which he does. He just changed the name of it.
Yeah, he just changed the name,
You can say, I'm not
though.
A boy, and yet it's on your birth certificate.
No, but, okay, so here's the thing, right? So I agree with you there, but under the new rules of you could just change names...
Those new rules won't cut muster in a court.
Let's see, man. I hope so. I hope you're right, man. I hope somebody starts getting some sanity back in these things, because they just love to change names. Well, that doesn't really mean what you think it means. And
yeah, the definition of the word is.
Yeah.
You know, and that gave us a clue that what they were doing, and that was Clinton years ago, we should have listened closer and said, oh, wait a minute, you guys are going to change all the words. That's right out of the Marxist books.
Yeah.
Change all the words.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's how you, because society is based around language. So they change the language and they get people to start using their words. Yeah, and so it becomes normal.
Way to do gain of function. And you know, just incense the congressional panels, you know, just like, it's right here. This is the definition of gain and function. Oh, I think you're misreading it. I'm a scientist, you know. Mm-hmm. Just smug and ridiculous.
Yeah, I was watching those and, yeah, just as frustrated as ever, but.
Yeah. Number one, no guess.
Okay, no, I don't, man.
Not a citizen of the United States.
Okay.
That's a clue.
Number one, biggest
leader
loser?
Of a country.
Putin?
Yep. Oh, Putin. Okay. You said it with a snarl, like, I'm not sure if I'm in the right area. You were.
Yeah, yeah.
Vladimir. I think that guy's had a big hit in 22. I mean, he has diminished this country, diminished himself.
Unfortunately.
I know you're a big fan of his, but.
No, I'm not at all.
Oh, you love the guy. I know you got pictures of him up in the house. I've been in your house.
Yeah,
you got pictures of him up.
Not even a little bit.
I mean, the one with his shirt off riding the horse.
That'd be cool.
I don't know how you got him to sign it. It's amazing to me.
that's hilarious.
That you got that done, Johnny. I don't know what you did. But this mentions his ill-fated decision to invade Ukraine in February 2022. I mean, in hindsight now, it looks like the dumbest thing anybody's done all year.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And then the next dumbest thing is to not realize you got beat.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking militarily, but public opinion, imagery. He's got the whole Western coalition that got together, started investing now in their own defense plans because now we don't trust Russia. You guys are not trustworthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it changed the complexion of everything over there.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got these little countries given arms, anything they can do to Ukraine to help them. So, and like if every day goes by, the Russian military is getting weaker and Ukrainians getting stronger.
Yeah, I saw a story where they're freezing the sperm of Russian troops.
No.
Yeah, so they're doing that. They're offering that as a free service to the Russian troops because most likely they're going to go die, but they want their lineage to live on. So
they're being open about it versus we've only lost 4,000 troops.
Well, I guess they're not super open about they're losing it, but that's a way to be open about it, right? Like you're probably going to die, so we'll offer free sperm freezing, so at least you can have kids after you die.
There was I saw a video of one of the pastors of the church there in Russia was lecturing the congregation on how important it is to die for your country.
Ah, that's horrible.
And he says, we've heard stories of people who fall off ladders, and what did they die for? They died for nothing. You could die for something important.
I guess that's what you got to do to rile them up. I don't know.
Man, he was talking about people that waste their lives and die drunk driving or something.
Uh-huh.
This would not be a waste of your life. You would help the motherland and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he's talking openly about go die for your country.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're out there dying.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers that I keep hearing from Ukrainian now, this is not official numbers, not official from Russia, it's like 500 a day. And that's a lot of folks, buddy.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because Russia is now mobilizing, what they call mobilizing. Everybody, you got people fighting, getting out of country, doing all they can to avoid the draft and do it. I mean, the popularity of it is waning hugely. So they've been emptying jails and taking convicts and throwing them out on the front line as targets so they can go do something else down the street.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been inhumane and terrible what's going on. They're cannon fodder. They want to see how many bullets the Ukrainians have before they run out.
Absolutely grateful I was born in United States of America.
Yes, let's not change it to be more like them.
Yeah, absolutely grateful, man. When I think about those things, I really do. I'm like, man, like I was just blessed to be born here, so I'm grateful.
That's exactly right, Johnny. That's something to look at.
Yeah, it's like grateful. This puts into perspective, right? You know? It's like if you were somewhere else, like it would be you or your kids or your relatives out that are just having to go fight for something they don't believe in, that they don't want, and end up just becoming a fertilizer in the ground of Ukraine somewhere.
Well, that does it for New Year's Eve. I'm going to raise a drink to all the military that makes me free. I mean, there's been a lot.
Absolutely.
You have military in your family? Is there a history of military in the family?
Yeah, both of my grandparents. Yeah, grandfathers.
World War II or Vietnam?
I don't.
Afghanistan for you? I know you're young.
No. I'm not exactly sure. I think there was one World War II, and then I don't remember exactly.
I can track.
Both of them came after the military. The reason why they're both here, they both worked at YPG afterwards.
So. Oh, okay.
So, but that's how.
I can track my family through every war: Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Revolutionary War, War of 1812. You name it. Mm-hmm. And that's the Elshire side of my family. But the Elshire has a big history. You know, from the founding of the country, of going to war. It skipped me, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, good.
It did.
Yeah.
I couldn't be a pilot because of my eyesight.
Mm.
So I got LASIK surgery and became a private pilot. They wouldn't let me fly the Air Force jets. So I said, I'm not going. A friend of mine was at the Air Force Academy, and he said, look, there's a special program, because I was getting out of college. He was already out. He was already in pilot training. He said, there's a special program. If you join, I can let you be the GIB to my F-111. You know, he can help sponsor me to be the guy in back,
mm-hmm.
which on an F-111 was side by side, by the way.
Oh.
I said, no, thank you. I want to fly. You're not going to fly me, Uber driver. There wasn't even an Uber around then. F-111 didn't last long after that anyway. I mean, it was good, big in Vietnam, and then afterwards they ended up putting out, and he flew F-15 Eagles after that. Donald Jerwitz. It's not a name you hear much.
No, I've never.
It's Polish.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Jerwitz. And grew up down the street. Now he's, I think he lives in Alaska. I haven't talked to him in many, many decades. Lost touch with him over the years as he went on to be Colonel Jerwitz and then retired. I met him at the Air Force Academy when my son was there. We were at a graduation ceremony for his son.
Oh.
His son was graduating from the Air Force Academy.
When yours was,
when
huh?
My son, no, my son was second year.
Oh, okay, cool.
Or something like that. So I saw Donald in the library, and I was like, Donald? You know, and it's like, you know, he's, you know, Colonel Jerwitz, but. And his son was the same. I mean, his son was top of the class and football team and, you know, doing all that stuff. My son wasn't a cadet. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's doing well. He's brilliant and all that stuff. But he was not the big physical guy. I mean, you have to play sports, but you don't have to play the collegiate sports. You know, but mm-hmm. he was playing all kinds of sports. I mean, that was a requirement. But, well, just get in there. You know, you're talking like the top. You know, they're looking for the top 2% of the scholastics and kids and stuff. You have an advantage being in Yuma. Did you know that?
No.
Well, they like to look at a map of the United States and know that they pick cadets from all over the country, not just major cities. So they want rural cadets, city cadets, every state, everything. They want to make sure that there's opportunities everywhere. And that's why they're nominated by each senator and House of Representatives gets so many people to nominate to put their names in to see if they pass muster. And that's cadets for all academies, except for Space Academy. They don't have one. I would imagine they do like the Marines. The Marines are at the Naval Academy mm-hmm. in Annapolis. I don't know what they do with Space Cadets. That's terrible, Space Cadets. It sounds like you're high.
Yeah, that's Space Cadets.
Space Cadet. We had Space Cadets at my high school, but it had nothing to do.
They weren't
with
high?
Anything positive. No, it had to do
oh,
with
they
that.
Were high. They were high.
Yeah, that was a whole different term then.
Yeah.
Space Cadet, a whole different deal. Have you seen the new Space Force logos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People have accused them of ripping it off from Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. Is it Star Trek?
Yeah, and they did.
It looks like a Star Trek thing.
Yeah, they absolutely did, yeah.
Like Federation of Planets or something?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, you could tell. It's a ripoff.
Sue me.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Tell you that you have no case.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. AM 560.
I can't believe that they could just say At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Derek Hagerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona BK 0904081, LO number 0915245.
AM560 KBLU, Russ Clark with you. And Johnny, I just realized, well, you know, we're taking the Money Talk slot. They didn't show up today.
But yeah.
I don't have any commercials because they do their own commercials. So I ran theirs.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the money guys. They got money to go on vacation right now.
Yeah,
they're
maybe.
Out.
They say they managed it well.
They managed it well.
You and I are in here.
We're in here because, yeah, we didn't
We didn't manage that money well.
Yeah.
That's good.
We got to work.
Andrew Tate, you've been telling me about him.
Yeah, man.
He's a former kickboxer. Now, you say he's wealthy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's always done well business-wise. Because a lot of these kickboxers, a lot of these boxers and these others, you know, they end up being broke after a few years.
Well, he didn't make his money in kickboxing.
What did he do?
He made it in webcam girls.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exploitation?
No, they said the girls sign up for it.
Then it can't be exploitation. Let's take a phone call. You're on the air.
Hey.
Good morning.
Power outage again at Highway 95 and 3E. There are no streetlights and people are stupid.
Wow. Highway 95 and 3E. No traffic lights. So slow down.
No traffic lights, nothing. The power's out again. It was out last week, too, for about an hour, and there was a couple accidents then. So I just went through there, and the fog is real thick, so people can't see how stupid the next guy is.
Yeah, so as long as half of you go fast and half of you go slow, you'll be all right.
I think if you just use common sense, if you don't see a street light, you slow down and look both ways.
Supposed to.
But yeah. I come to a stop.
Be careful out there, buddy.
Oh, I'm going to your shop now.
All right. We'll see you over there.
Bye.
Bye. I got that to look forward to.
Yeah, but Andrew Tate, that's how he started his empire.
Well, he just got arrested in Romania.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could be in Romania. So does that mean that the president's going to trade Romanian terrorists for him to get out?
Absolutely not. They do not like Andrew Tate at all.
Oh, they don't?
Oh, no, man. He's out there speaking truth to power. So
okay.
Yeah, he's anti-vaccine. He's a...
Okay, so it's same as if Elon Musk was in jail. They wouldn't get him out of a Russian jail either.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
You'd have to be a transgender or a gay female basketball star.
Yeah,
smokes crack. Or was it crack?
No, it was weed. But
it was weed?
Yeah, it was.
All right, get confused.
Yeah. He's a guy that tells people to get how to get out of what he would call the Matrix, right? You've seen the movie. Same.
Yeah.
They use that imagery. He tells people how to get out of it, how to be self-sufficient. He's big on being self-sufficient.
Well, that ain't going to work with the socialist government.
No, and so that's why he moved away to Romania to kind of get away from all of that as much as he can.
Well, somehow the long arm of the Biden corruption got him in Romania.
Yeah, they got him.
Well, he's going to be held for 24 hours, though. along with two other suspects. Him and his brother, Tristan Tate, were detained, will remain for 24 hours. So there's four of them together, I guess.
Yeah, there's four people. It's part of a...
they created an organized crime group. That's like what Tesla's an organized crime group. Yeah, Twitter.
That's what they're saying. So he hasn't even been charged yet, because I followed this pretty closely.
With the purpose of recruiting, housing, and exploiting women by forcing them to create pornographic content. And that's what you say he does for a living.
Yeah, he does webcam girls.
Webcam girls, which is pornographic.
Yeah.
Okay. Meant to be seen on specified websites for a cost. Well, that's big business. That's not necessarily.
And it's 100% legal in Romania. What he was doing was 100% legal in Romania. What happened was early on. What happened? There was a party at his house. He had a party, and a girl was putting on social media that she was at his house, right? And in Romania, well, her boyfriend saw. Tate's house.
Not happy at all. It's like saying I'm on vacation at Epstein's place.
Yep. Yeah. So he called the embassy. He called the U.S. embassy and said, hey, my girlfriend's over there and she's been kidnapped by Andrew Tate.
Of course, the embassy had to call the Biden administration. They checked real quick. He's not an affiliated as a good standing Democrat.
Yeah. He's not a good comrade or whatever. So So they went over there. The same type of thing. They raided the house, but he has his house all wired with cameras. He showed, like, the girl's here on her own volition. Like, we didn't do anything.
Right.
And so they let him out. So they've been trying to get charges against him. Obviously, I don't totally agree with the webcam stuff.
But as long as it's legal, you can't arrest somebody for it.
Yeah. So what they're saying is that there's girls that saying that they were put there. Or made to stay there, right?
Beyond their will.
Beyond their will. So that's the allegations. Allegations, right? He still hasn't been charged. That's why it's a 24-hour.
Well, that's because it takes a while to convince a girl to say that she was, you know, like, I'll buy you a house.
Well, yeah. So they've been trying to. He came out really big a few months ago against the system, right? He started really talking openly about some of these things, and then. Meta canceled him.
Well,
Twitter canceled him.
And he's been advocating for traditional gender roles. So we know he's a horrible man.
Yeah.
If he traditional gender roles, well, they're going to put him in jail.
Andrew Tate's big thing is guys were committing suicide. And he was like, guys, you don't got to commit suicide. Live like a man. You're being told to live like a woman. You're being told to kowtow and placate and do these things that aren't manly. You need to man up, get some testosterone going through your blood, and you're going to live life better. And so that was his big thing, is helping guys from suicide. And there are a lot of people that said, hey, I would have committed suicide if it wasn't for your help. And so it's kind of sad what's going on.
He also got into it with Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Because he was bragging that he had 33 cars with enormous emissions. Thornburg responded with,
all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Yeah, she didn't like it.
Yeah, so, no. She got back at him. And and on Twitter, there's something called ratioed.
Ratioed?
Yeah, you can get ratioed.
That kind of like shadow banning at a specific rate?
No, so ratioed, what ratioed means is that... Andrew Tate put out the original tweet about these things, about the cars and stuff like that. And so he got a number of likes, right? Into the hundreds of thousands of likes.
Yeah, I'm a masculine man, lots of cars and money.
So he got a lot, right?
Yeah.
Well, Greta came back and...
said, how dare you?
Yeah, she came back at him and says, why don't you email me at small expletive energy... and tell me about it. Well, she got more likes than him. That's called getting ratioed. The ratio to likes, she got more likes. She got like 2 million likes on her comment.
For taking him on.
For taking him on. So there was more people across the globe on Twitter that liked what she had to say. And then, that night he gets...
Well, that just means that Twitter was a bastion of the left and people on the right were not there. I imagine that's changing. It's more equal now.
Yeah, it's definitely changing.
Yeah. Not that I would have gone in and said, hey, Tate, great guy. You know, I don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like it's not. He's so the fancy cars, that lifestyle type of thing. I'm not into it. The webcam girls, I'm not. I don't think it's cool. But as far as like the stuff he was speaking and helping men to man up, and that was he was doing a lot of good, and he was helping.
So
how
much
does
it cost to peruse his commodities there and webcam girls? What do you think that? What does that cost you, Johnny?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, he talks about it though. He talks about it. Like the girls continue to get money out of these guys. Just
oh my gosh, I would imagine. I mean, it's a billions and billions of dollar business, a business that nobody proclaims they utilize, and yet they take in billions of dollars. How is that? No one's ever done that, but yet they make lots of money.
But he tweeted this morning. So I don't know if he's out already.
I said they were going to hold it for 24 hours. So
yeah. So he tweeted the Matrix sent their agents, and
so was he one of the ones that was banned on Twitter? And now he was back.
He was banned. On Twitter.
It's fair to bring him back, even if what he does is not socially acceptable in many areas. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. He's got a right to be himself.
Yeah. So he got brought back, and then you know maybe he's too cocky and puts himself in compromising positions.
But that's not illegal.
No, and so it's going to be interesting to follow. Again, on Twitter Spaces, they were discussing it all. It's pretty cool. On Twitter Spaces, they had Romanian lawyers come on and explain the Romanian judicial system and what he'd be facing over there. And I guess Romania has the worst prisons in the world. Some of the worst prisons in the world. So, yeah.
Romania does?
Yeah, Romania. They said that it's not the place that you want to go to jail at.
Yeah.
So he had to spend 24 hours in there, but interesting stuff. And I just like somebody that tells men to be men again. And, you know, certain people don't like that. So
Fox News co-host, you know, they have the Five. Have you seen the Five?
Yeah.
Well, they've got some extra people on there, you know, and something that Fox does. And I know the View's always has a token Republican. I think the Five has like a real liberal, not a token, but a real liberal. And the one that was there, Richard Fowler, is a real liberal. And when they were talking about Southwest Airlines and the meltdown in Southwest Airlines, how bad it is, and it is bad. There's no question about it. And talking about outdated systems, really cold winter as part of the problems. So when they were talking about it, Rachel Campos Duffy, now she's one of the co-hosts, she asked a liberal Fowler, Democrats had a lot of hope in Pete Buttigieg. Uh-oh. You're throwing a current Democrat cabinet post leader that's also gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of the reason, I guess, of putting him in there, because he's a protected.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk bad about him.
Can't talk bad about a protected.
Mm-hmm.
Says, are they embarrassed of just how he's performed over the last couple of years? Fair question. This is not even about Pete Buttigieg, though. 90% of the flights canceled in the United States are from Southwest Airlines because you have a bad management. They have bad software. You can't blame the flight attendants. You can't blame the pilots. You can't blame the ramp agents. You have to blame the people who sit in the corporate suites of Southwest Airlines for canceled flights, period. End of story. To blame Pete Buttigieg for the fact that Southwest can't manage their planes is ridiculous. Once again, this is about capitalism and on an airline that cannot manage it. Don't fly Southwest Airlines. What an idiot. Obviously partisan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that Southwest Airlines will manage. Obviously, it's got issues. But the Department of Transportation was warned about Southwest. Didn't have counsel, didn't have meetings, didn't do it. He was too busy with maternity leaves and pushing gay causes to worry about transportation. We just didn't have time to do my job. And I don't think he even had any background in transportation anyway.
He would ride his bike. That's transportation. Did you see those? Remember early on, he would ride his bike. He rode his bike to his job.
Yeah.
But there was video of him They drive him to a certain, like, a block, half a block away. They drive him, you know, and then he'd get out with his bike.
No
and then,
way.
Dead serious, man.
I need to do that.
He would get driven to, a, like, a certain place.
Where somebody's holding
out,
his bike.
Yeah, hop
making
out.
Making sure the seat's warm.
Yeah, and he would just, like, do the last couple blocks in, like, hey. It was all a big stunt.
That's like during the COVID thing, you know, like the guys would be backstage talking, shaking hands and everything. And they'd say, oh, it's time to go on stage. Okay, let me put my mask on. They put the mask on, take one, two steps, take it right back off.
Yep. He was part of that.
Yeah, so he was part of that deal.
So I guess his traveling on a bike made him qualified for this.
Good Lord. What have we done to this country?
It's horrible.
We just put people in these offices that fit a narrative of what's special about you as far as a human. You know, are you a lesbian? Or are you gay? Or are you a transsexual? You know, it doesn't matter. He was picking from a laundry list. This is my qualification list.
Yep.
It's crazy. Let's take a phone call. You're on the air.
Hey, Russ. This is Jesse.
Good morning. Jesse.
Hey, I know I wasn't supposed to call because it's till the new year, but
I don't care.
I agree with you on the Pete Buttigieg. I don't think a lot of us Americans were blaming the regulators enough. For failed business, failed in every industry,
right?
Like in the HVAC industry that I'm in, I know I've been kicked out of some. You go to major manufacturers and they don't want to talk to you. They invite the contractors to speak. The manufacturers of big air conditionings, and when you tell them what you think about the government regulations, and you tell them, look, this is affecting grandma. This is affecting everybody in their wallet. These new Freons. We're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars out of people's wallets. I remember arguing one time with a major manufacturer, air conditioning manufacturer. And he goes, what do you want us to do, Jesse? We have a lobbyist out in Washington. And I go, I want you to die out there fighting for the American consumer. They're building new refrigerants. Like California, they're already trying to outlaw the new refrigerants.
Why?
You know how many billions of dollars that's going to cost?
Well, yeah,
the American consumer?
It's not a matter of just adding a refrigerant. They work at different pressures, and you've got to replace all the equipment.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And not only that, the equipment manufacturers, they have to retool to bring in new generations of equipment.
Right.
Everybody ends up paying for that. So, like, for instance, let's say you want a low no-oxide furnace. California wants almost a zero-oxide NOx furnace. That means that every manufacturer has to invent this equipment to reach the California code.
Because it doesn't exist,
right? Who do you think is paying for that research and development? Yeah. It's costing Americans so much money. So it's good that us as American consumers at least push back a little, at least complain. You know,
they should just charge California more, not the rest of us.
Yeah. When I'm in the seminars with the manufacturers, I always say, why are we doing business in California? Why are we doing business? Why do the 49 states have to pay for the research and development of one state? Yeah.
Right.
But it's something that doesn't cross the mind of the manufacturers, almost like they're in on it. Yeah, it's
good.
Crazy.
Good.
But
it is crazy.
On the Pete Buttigieg, I agree with what you're saying. At least call him out. Hey, dude, it takes more to be labor transportation secretary than taking parental leave.
Right.
It takes skin in the game. You got to be out there sweating. Yeah. You got to be out there dying and fighting with us, the workers.
Yeah, and you have to be well-versed when something does happen. Say, it's not my fault.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah,
and it takes more than the look. Remember in Greece, they said it takes more than a quart of paint to make it in Thunder Road. Pete Buttigieg is good looking, yes, but he's not a good worker.
Yep, he didn't. But that they weren't looking for that. That wasn't part of the criteria. I know.
Yep.
Appreciate it, buddy.
So
you have
good.
A great new
Push
year.
Bye
bye.
Bye bye.
He's allowed to call back. I never banned him. That was self-imposed. Completely. He's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's what we see from the Biden administration on everything. Name something that's really happening out there that's just like, man, it's just so wonderful what they're doing.
Well, Kamala's not taking care of the border.
Anything.
Pete Buttigieg is not taking care of transportation. It's just that his press secretary is just constantly deflecting. And so it's.
She's terrible.
Yeah.
She's one of the worst communicators.
It's just it's the way it goes until hopefully. It's only been 2 years?
It's been terrible. Yeah.
But it seemed like it's been an eternity. Like, we got another 2 years.
I know. It's kind of scary, right?
Yeah. To think about that, how much damage can be done in 2 years? Yikes.
Lots of damage. And lots of damage has already been done. Because he didn't waste time. I mean, the second he took the oath, he sat down and undid everything that was working.
No, he got that pen and just started undoing a bunch of stuff that Trump did that was actually helping us.
Right. And just immediately started undoing it. And then blamed Trump for the problems.
Mm-hmm.
When he took perfectly good programs of working like the border and all that stuff, trashed it, and then blamed Trump. Because they're doing it more humanely. Something was suggested to me the other day, and I suggested on air, but it was also suggested to me that this definition change again is part of the problem of the border. When they come out and say the border's secure, and we say, why can you lie so much? They're not lying. It's secure for the guys coming in, not secure for the citizens.
Absolutely, yeah. I mentioned that on the show before. Yeah, that's the words they're using. That's why they continue to say it's secure. Yep.
So I think it's time for the Congress, rather than being like, quit lying to me, just say, can you give me your definition of secure and what it looks like?
Exactly.
Who's it secure for?
Language is very important when it comes to these things. Language is very important. You've got to figure out how they're using the language, and then
they want to make sure that the people that are stealing their way into the country are treated with like rock stars, and that it's secure for them.
Is the phone on? Sorry, just got a message.
No, it's not. It's on now. But that's what they're looking for. I never thought of, I did think about it. We mentioned it on the show. But then it was also suggested to me by others that, like, Russ, you don't get it. There's this. And I said, we were just talking about that. We do have that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a phone call. Obviously, you set it up. Let's take a phone call. You're on the air.
Hey, Russ. Greg.
Hey, Greg. Good morning, sir.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Well, as little as possible. It's kind of an off day. No one's listening today anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I guess I should listen then. Hey, on that Manchin deal, Biden promised Manchin a pipeline for West Virginia, and then when he tried to put it in a bill, the Democrats wouldn't let it go in the bill. So, yeah, Biden and the Democrats kind of got his vote and then screwed him in the end.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay.
I thought it was coal, something to do with coal, but no, you're saying a pipeline?
Yeah, that's what I remember. It was a pipeline.
Yeah. I may have it wrong, but it doesn't matter. Joe should have seen it coming.
Oh,
I mean, he's
yeah.
been around I mean, long enough to know that these lies are normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, it's interesting about this Santos deal, which what he did wasn't right. But, you got to line up Warren and Biden right behind that. To me, they go first and then Santos can go.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. There's the rules don't apply to them, though. They don't apply to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, I think Manchin's done. I don't think anything's going to save him.
No, I don't think so. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Kristen Sinema, too, because
she's
helped us out a little bit, but now what's going to happen, with a Democrat, a Republican, and an Independent running in 24. Is it 24? Is that when she's up?
I don't know because she's in. No, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to take a look. But when she does run, you're right. It's going to be split. She'll split it with the Democrat. Potentially. I mean, I think she's in trouble going to Independent. But I don't know. Maybe she'll flip back for the vote. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her.
Or maybe she'll come all the way over. Who knows?
It would be smart to do, but she doesn't really have the conviction voting record to be a real Republican. She's halfway there.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, she's a mystery. I'd like to have her on the air and talk to her. Johnny, get her on the air.
All right, you got it.
All right, Johnny's going to do that.
Hey, one other thing.
Yeah, buddy.
I just wanted to put out there, February 10th is going to be the Lincoln Day dinner at Britton Farms, and those that want to attend should kind of have a heads up. Looking for tickets here when we put them out.
Okay. I'm going to be there. Who's going to be the guest that we bring in?
Juan Ciscomante.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Juan Ciscomante?
I don't.
He was he was involved here locally for a while. Then I believe he worked up at ACA, Arizona Commerce Authority.
Okay.
And he was the one that just flipped a seat in the House.
Oh, okay.
He just got elected.
Well, we need to get him on the air a few times to introduce him before the dinner.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. We can work that out.
Yeah, work that out. We'll get him in here and get to know him a little better, and then look forward to our Lincoln Day dinner at Britton Farms. And Britton Farms, they still keep that place up, even though I don't know that it's open all that much, but it's always a beautiful place to go.
Yeah, it provides a good venue for a lot of different, get-togethers when you need a larger space.
You know, I've had a lot of calls regarding the Republican selection for the new leadership and all the pressure that's on them now to get stuff done, which I refer strictly to you,
Yeah.
But
we're going to do a lot of things here in Yuma County and get a lot of stuff done. We got a good team.
Yeah.
I have a pretty good second vice chair, so I think we can drag him along with us. So
yeah, I'll just vote present. But I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to adding some things. I don't think there's nothing wrong. There's just more that can be done.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Yep. For the Lincoln Day dinner too, we're going to have the world famous Jonathan Lyons tri-tip. So all you tri-tip lovers out there, look for tickets for the February 10th dinner.
That's going to be a decent one then. All right, buddy. Thank you, sir. Yes. Good. Have a happy new year.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you, man. Happy new year.
For the Lincoln Day dinner. Now, of course, Greg Wilkinson, now the chair of the Republican Party. And then Tanya is the second vice chair, which is actually good. I mean, first vice chair. She's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to see where her mind goes and what she does. Because she's got some insights, living in five different countries, background, Hispanic background, and not just the local Hispanic, but, different countries. And school teacher organizes this homeschooling thing where they all get together. And she's an activist, and she cares about the country. She cares about where it's going. Married to a Army guy, Green Beret, retired. So, I mean, she's going to have a whole different inside viewpoint, which is always more fun to have in a room versus everybody that thinks the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good. So you have to go there, pay attention, and say, okay, what's going to happen today?
Well, yeah, we'll see.
It'll be exciting.
If things shake up and change in 2023 for the Republican Party here.
Yeah, I'll be interested myself to see how much gels, because adding new ideas and adding new things is never a universal embrace. There's always opinions. But and I had a lot of conversations through texting this morning on the founders and the framers and all that kind of stuff on, well, they didn't all agree. And I can't believe people even said, so what? That's right. That's exactly right. If you have everybody agree, you probably made a bad decision.
Yeah, they didn't all agree. So when they wrote these things in the Constitution, it was to kind of protect themselves from themselves. And so it was a beautiful thing.
That was the theme, to protect the citizens from the government,
mm-hmm.
not the government giving the citizens anything. Citizens were in charge, and we're going to protect the government from infringing. And that was the basic theme. And if there's, I don't know how many different people were in the room, but if there were 20 people, then there's 20 different ideas. That's okay. If everybody just agrees on day one, that means they weren't really looking forward to being at the meeting. They were just looking for the party afterwards. they weren't that engaged to begin with. Heck, we even had a state that didn't even vote for it initially. I think it was Virginia that was, they were the big guns. So they were, we're going to pull our delegation out, that kind of stuff. They all end up signing at the end of it. But it meant there had to be a lot of discussion, a lot of balance, a lot of give and take. And everything from, slavery to representation and just every issue had to be framed out on how the government's going to work under those new things. And then the idea that they wanted to see in writing how the government, which rights the governments will not disturb, what they will not infringe. What are the limitations, the limitation of the governments? And that came to the Bill of Rights. Like, these are the rights that they won't mess with. Now, and they came after the signing. They were like an amendment, but they were agreed that we were going to do it. We'll sign it if we do this. And they followed through with their decisions. But it was so important to them that we could, that we contain the government to a role of governing and not controlling. And yet, Johnny, we've kind of trampled that a little bit over time, and trampling a lot right now with the Patriot Act and some of these emergency, everything's an emergency. As long as you say emergency or you know, for, because it's national security. And that's what, and I noticed this, like, as I'm watching the Ukrainian war and everything, well, for reasons of national security, and I'm like, oh my God, anytime anyone says that, you just want to throw up. For reasons of national security, we're going to take away your freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That's just too big a veil, and that's what the framers were looking to
protect against.
Protect, yeah. And right now we don't have those protections. Those protections have been sidestepped by some of these, like the Patriot Act and some of the emergencies and stuff like that, that when we get some sense and sensibility back in there, we need to do away with this stuff. This needs to go back to where people have the power. And that scares the left. The left doesn't want people to have the power. Like, we'll tell you how to vote.
Yeah.
And that is what's really upsetting. CDC is pushing teachers and administrators to facilitate spread of LGBTQ propaganda in schools.
Okay, so what? Say that one more time, a little bit slower.
That was a good one. The CDC, Center for Disease Control.
Center for Disease Control. Okay, so hold on, wait a minute. This is the Center
for Disease Control.
Yeah. Okay, Disease Control. Okay.
Pushing teachers and administrators.
Okay, pushing teachers and administrators.
To facilitate the spread, not to contain, the spread of...
To facilitate the spread...
Of LGBTQ propaganda.
Why would the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, controlling disease, be involved with this, Russ?
National security.
Oh,
okay, it's not.
Yeah. that would be a good new stretch, but okay.
I don't really know. I mean, I read the whole article. I know less now. But CDC Division of Adolescents and School Health purportedly promotes environments where youth can gain fundamental health knowledge, skills, establish healthy behaviors, connect to health services, HIVs, STDs, stuff like that, to keep them out of trouble. Let me take a phone call. You're on the air.
Morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Let me take you off speakerphone again.
That wasn't me.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. Johnny, did you do that?
No.
But the LGBTQ, well, they that's what they promote is unintended pregnancies and all that. So they also want to help with endeavors to help schools stay engaged in LGBT activism and up to date with social constructs terminology. Okay, again, I don't know why it doesn't really say that. It just says it because they want to.
Yes, yeah, because they want to. This is how they push their agenda. They use these government agencies beyond their scope in order to get their... And look, at the World Economic Forum said they're going to use it too.
Well, they've even got a term for this helping kids. It's a division of adolescents and school health called DASH. So DASH now is pro-LGBTQ and highlighting inclusivity in school self-assessment tool.
This is groomer stuff. This is all groomer.
Oh, let me write that down. We're going to call it groomer now, not DASH.
This is all groomer stuff that our government is funding, right? This is groomer stuff.
Well, it's coming from CDC, so it's got to be helpful because they care about people.
Yeah, sure they
do. You know, it's about diseases and...
It's disgusting. It's horrible what they're doing, encouraging these kids, and leave our kids alone.
Yeah, and I remember that one kid that had a sex change, was a female, changed to a male, and she was having a troubled youth, and there was a trouble in the family and all that kind of stuff, and she said that she was confused about, you know, whether she's a boy, girl, tomboy, whatever, but when she got a hold of the LGBTQ people, they loved bomb me. I mean, those people were set up like, we got a live one, and they love bombed him. I mean, he's got all the attention. Okay, we're going to start the surgery tomorrow. And we're gonna, you know, and And they just showed everything of support. Support she never felt like she had. So all of a sudden, she found a gang she could hang with. And that's what it felt like to me when I read it, like it was a gang mentality. Like you take a troubled youth, doesn't fit at home, gets in a little bit of trouble, and all of a sudden, one of the local gangs makes him feel like he has a family.
Yeah, it's, I would say it's similar, yeah. Now they I follow her on Twitter, and now they hate bomb her.
Yes, they do.
They hate bomb her.
And they look her up and chase her.
Yeah, she shares some of the nasty emails and the messages that she gets. She'll share them on Twitter, and it's pretty disgusting.
So now the CDC is helping in that gang activity of getting kids to be love bombed by LGBTQ information so that they feel like they belong to that family. We're going to have a bad bad results of this after 5, 6, 7 years. You're not going to see anything good come up from it.
No, because you encouraged it. When
you're taking kids whose brains aren't even developed.
They're not developed, and you encourage it. The girl that you're talking about, she said, if this was 10 years ago, I would have just been a tomboy. You know, even that long. If it was just that long, I would have been just a tomboy.
And no big deal. You outgrow it.
And then outgrow it, and it would have been a phase. But now I don't have my breasts, and I have to deal with all these hormones.
Yeah, and now she can't change back. I mean, it's a permanent. So you make those permanent things as a teenager. Because you're being love bombed and come on, do it. And the mom said that the conversation with the psychiatrist
it was immediate.
It was like 15 minutes.
It was immediate.
15 minutes. So your name is, okay, and you want to be a guy? I don't see any reason not to do that.
Yeah, they quickly said, that's gender dysphoria. This is how we treat it.
Yep.
We trained you, change everything about you. She got hormones, and she said it felt horrible.
Like that day or something.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was a disgusting feeling, and she went through it all alone with hot flashes. It puts you in like an early menopause type of thing, and yeah. Leave our kids alone.
Yeah, leave the kids alone. But now we got the CDC being groomers through the DASH programs. It's just wonderful. Well, Johnny, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
I'm not going to let you on till next year now. You've angered me. Now I won't see you for a whole year.
All right.
I'll be back Monday.
Happy New Year, everyone.
AM 560.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.